Welcome back to Rosie on the House. And just a quick follow-up to our short vinegar discussion. We had a listener call in and help us out there. So the difference is that regular white vinegar is at 5% acid, and cleaning vinegar is at 15% acid, which makes it not edible, but better for cleaning things.
Well, there you go.
A lot of follow-up on where to get blades sharpened as well. You had mentioned timber.
Yeah, so
Timberline. There was another gentleman that emailed in from Catalina, said he sends his to Forest Manufacturing. You looked them up, and they've got like a Houston and a New Jersey. So,
oh, wow.
And you got to send it. Woodworker Source, somebody mentioned on Elliott, but they have four or five locations mm-hmm. throughout the state.
Yeah.
And I all the decorative stuff we do with wood, I usually go there for all kinds of exotic and rare woods and nice different form finishes.
I've never asked the guys at Rockler.
I was going to say Rockler's another one that likely sharpens blades.
I'm in there fairly often.
We got enough response on that. I think we're going to have a blade sharpening segment follow up on this.
Not a month, but just a segment.
Just a segment, yeah.
All right.
And then Diamondbacks tickets. This is for Saturday, July 20th. We host the Milwaukee Brewers. Great seats above the dugout, home team dugout. What's the mascot of the last team the Diamondbacks beat? What's the name of the mascot? The other team the Diamondbacks last beat. Hint, it's the name of another Arizona sports franchise. Text that question to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment.
There you go. Another way we say thank you to the Arizona homeowners for tuning in to Rosie on the House.
And I've got one more thing to announce. We've got a partner that's been with us for a lot of years, and we got an email in just about it this morning, and the company name is Stampede Plumbing. Now, for a certain amount of time, they were operating a DBA under a franchise, and they have since dropped that franchise because there was more than one franchise in the service area, and it was too confusing on, well, which one is Rosie certified, which one's not, boundary restrictions, all kinds of things. They have dropped it. So they're back to Stampede Plumbing, servicing the Maricopa County area. So always go to rosieonthehouse.com, put in your zip code, select your category, just to verify one last time that this is existing. You are getting a true Rosie on the House certified partner before making the call.
There you go. All right. So lessons learned in today's broadcast. If you were able to tune in for the 7 o'clock hour, we had Amy Burnett here from Arizona Game and Fish, and she talked about all the game and outdoor activity, game viewing and outdoor activity events Arizona Game and Fish have lined up over the next couple months. There's a bat netting at Boyce Thompson Arboretum, July 20th. July 21st, there's a bighorn sheep and wildlife viewing cruise on Canyon Lake aboard the Dolly Steamboat. July 25th, the lecture series on pack rats at Desert Botanical Garden. July 26th, another bat netting at Needle Rock Recreation Site. Arizona Game and Fish has events in August, September, and literally every month to encourage you to allow your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, round up these young folks and let them have an outdoor Arizona wildlife encounter. And Arizona Game and Fish is doing an exceptional job. They always have. But now they're even making a bigger push into getting everybody engaged in outdoor wildlife. My hat's off to Arizona Game and Fish. Like I've mentioned in the 7 o'clock hour, of all the game and fish departments I've ever had contact with, they set the standard. And they're managing over 800 species of animals and fish just in the state of Arizona. So that was the 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour, we brought in John Eisenhower.
Talking trees. We talked about the yellow bells and all your to-dos for your tree calendar, trimming and preparing for monsoon prep. 9 o'clock, we talked about shade and patios. And it's funny, you actually mentioned that you'll never buy a west-facing patio again. And I'm designing the quote-unquote perfect house. And if I built it where it is right now on the property we're at, we plan to be at, It's going to be a south-facing patio because that's our view of the mountains.
Yes.
And so how we designed that to not have a huge amount of solar gain for the summer so we can enjoy it and still be comfortable and cool. So I'm not going to go into all the details of how we're going to do that right now, but it's going to the shape of it's going to follow the arc of the sun during the summer months because it's at the angle in the summer is at a different angle than the winter, but we also don't want a super cold patio in the winter either. So how do you balance that? And it's something that we're just playing with in concept and design right now. But it was all about shade.
You can
big factor here.
You can tune into the 9 o'clock hour and hear us build that hypothetical perfect back patio.
And
happy anniversary to Woods Plumbing, 40th anniversary, and Rebath in Tucson's 10th anniversary. Rosie on the House Partners.
Awesome.
Our Tucson Referral Network partners, thank you. And yes, if you answered Cardinals or Fred Bird, the mascot for the Arizona Cardinals, either one of those were acceptable. We'll send you the tickets to the Diamondbacks next Saturday.